The condition of one's heart is very important. Jesus talked about it in a parable. It's called the parable of the sower, and in this parable, he said that a man went out to sow seed, that is to scatter wheat out in the field, and they had paths that they walked along. The path became very hard so that the seed that fell on the path never sprouted. It never came up because the path was very hard, and the birds just came along and picked up the seed and ate it, and it never came to anything at all. And then other seed fell on rocky places, that is where the soil was shallow, and the seed sprang up immediately, but it had no depth to its root, and when the sun came up, withered away. And then there was other seed that fell among thorns, which the seed came up, but it was choked out by the weeds and the thorns and never became productive. But the seed that fell on the good soil, it came up and made a good crop, yielding 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30, and so on. His disciples were somewhat mystified about this parable and asked Jesus to explain it, which he did, the only parable that Jesus fully explained. And the explanation is found in Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. You see, the condition of a person's heart is very important to God. It is the people with that honest and good heart, as the Gospel of Luke says. Those who have heard the word and understand it and keep it, they are the ones that bring forth fruit. That is, bring forth the gospel, the word of hope, to this world. You see, how can we tell people the gospel if we don't have it growing in our own heart? How can we bring hope to people if we don't have a hopeful heart? And no one is going to listen to a hypocrite. And if our heart is not good, that is going to come out. People don't expect us to be perfect people. They know we have flaws, but they expect us to be sincere. And if our heart is not right, we cannot be sincere, and it will show, and we will not be productive in the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, again I pray with the psalmist, the cry of my heart, create within me a clean heart, and renew within me a right spirit. I pray, O God, that you would be in every part of my inmost being. And if you see any wicked way, if you see something that's contrary to your will and your word, will you bring it forth? And when those things are found, I pray that your grace will be with me to change me, to give me a pure heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.